Good morning. So today I'm going to be talking about influences that I've had in my life. As many of you know, I've gone to this church for a very long time, since I was a baby. I've gone to the daycare, and I've had a lot of you have influenced me as I've gone through the church and through the daycare. So first off, I'm going to start with the definition of influence, which is the capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something to affect itself. So, there have been many people that have influenced me in my life, whether it be at church, daycare, at baseball, or at school. So the first one I'm going to talk about out of the three that have been the most influential in my life, other than my family, is my baseball coach, Coach Shelley. So he's my head baseball coach and has been coaching me since the start of my high school career. He has been such a huge influence in not only making me the baseball player that I am today, but also the person that I am today. A lot goes on behind the scenes at baseball practices that are focused on other things other than making us better baseball players skills-wise. Coach works with all the guys to be uncommon. When he says to be uncommon, he means to be respectful of opponents and officials, humble, selfless, inspiring, and many other personality traits that others may not have. I give him credit for helping me to form the person I am today, because he has taught me to do things that other people may not do, to not only be a better baseball player, like I said, but also be a better person. The next person is a familiar face to most of you, Pastor Steve. First off, I didn't pick him because I was the ring bearer in his wedding. But by the way, I did make that tux look good. Anyways, along with all the other leaders in our youth group, Pastor Steve has influenced me so much. He has helped me through some hard times that I've been through and taught me to live my life in a way that people can see the Lord through me. He has always encouraged me to make my relationship with God even stronger than it already is. And I was sad to see him go when he left the church. The next person is someone that I've been friends with for all my life, Elias Long. For as long as I can remember, Elias has always been a role model for me. I've always tried to be like him. I've always loved how outgoing he is and how much of a leader he was, which has led me to be more outgoing in things that I do and try to be more of a leader to people. I've watched him grow so much in his relationship with Christ. Some may say that Elias and I have a bromance, and that's because of how close we are as friends. If I ever needed anything from him, I would always go to him, and he was always there for me. And the same for him. I was always there for him if he needed anything. When I found out that I was going to be preaching today, I texted him and I told him that I was going to be preaching. And I told him that I knew I had big shoes to fill. And he said, "I do have big feet, but you're going to do great." When I was thinking about people to talk about, Elias was the first person to pop in my head, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today without having him as a role model and as a friend. I have selected three scripture readings that I thought went well with my beliefs and how I want this influence to lead me in my life as I go off to college at East Stroudsburg University to major in early childhood education. The Bible says a lot about how God's word should influence us and move us in our everyday lives. First scripture reading that I've selected is Proverbs 6:20-23, which reads, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For the command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. This verse says to me that I should keep the teachings of the influences around me in our church, also the influences of God in my life that I've learned over the course of my life in this church and what I've been taught by my Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders. The next scripture reading was previously read by Morgan. It's Romans 12:2. It reads, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve to what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." It says to me that I shouldn't let the daily struggles of this world get me down. Instead, I should trust the Lord and let him lead me through the tough times and through the good times. No matter what, I need to trust him and go to him to build a stronger relationship with him so people can see him through me and learn about him. This last scripture is very important to how I want to lead my life. It's Matthew 5:14-16. It reads, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." In verse 16, when it says to let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven, says to me, it means a lot to me because I know that what he wants is for me to live my life for him. What I mean by doing this is doing things that people will be able to see him through me. In Sunday school, we've been learning a lot about what it means to be a fan and a follower of Christ. A fan is someone that says that they are a Christian and have those beliefs, but are not willing to put in the time to study God's word, pray, and worship him. A follower is someone who does all of those things. As I go off to college, I want to be a follower of Christ and let others see him shine through me. I've taken some steps to be more of a follower of Christ, and I want to keep making steps like this. One of the things is youth group has another part of it called Ignite, which is we meet twice a month on a Sunday, so every other Sunday, and we go into more depth into Bible study and to learn more about God. And that's really helped me to get into more depth about how I should lead my life and learning about God more. So like I said, as I finish up, I would like to become more of a follower of Christ as I go off to college. And I want to help those influences in my life lead me as I go off into the world. And one last thing, I wanted to give a special thanks to Bruce Brossman for helping not only me, but also Tisha with this planning of this sermon.
Good morning. My name's Tisha. I got some tissues up here. I hope I don't have to use them, but no promises. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about some of the biggest influences in my life. There's three of them. This past week or so, I've been thinking about my friend Chris a lot, and I didn't know why, but now I do. Christopher Sell was one of the happiest, most loving people you would ever meet. So picture this. A 14-year-old girl who wore nothing but black, listened to rock music, wore tons of dark black eyeliner, and said, "It's not a phase, Mom. Jeez." That was me, and I regret that stage in my life. Thankfully, as you can see now, it was most definitely a phase. But at school, I was that girl who isolated and wanted nothing to do with my classmates. I felt like an outcast. I was constantly crying, and that was when I started self-harming. But then I met Chris. Chris had a multitude of health problems, one of which made him extremely short. Whenever kids would tease him about his height, he would just tell them that he was bitten by a spider and now he had powers and could shoot spider webs out of his fingers, and his height was so that he could climb walls, so basically he was Spider-Man. February 24th, 2014, Christopher passed away. After his memorial service, I was in my room crying, and my sister came into my room, and she said to me, Christopher thought you were so beautiful. Now, Chris told me this a lot, but this time I really started to believe it. And a few days ago, I got this idea to write a letter to him to kind of just get my feelings out. So I'm going to read it. Hey, Chris, I miss you a lot. It's been 5 years, but I still miss you like crazy. I remember one day at lunch, we were sitting together, and you had your metal Barnstormers lunchbox. You told me you worked there and that you were going to get tickets so you could take me on a date. But then I found out you didn't actually work there, and I got upset with you. I made a big deal about it. I know, I'm dramatic. But the thought of the date was cute. I also remember one day in science class, when it was raining, you told people that you had been bitten by a spider and now you had special powers, so now you could shoot spider webs out of your fingers. That was funny. I miss you, Spider-Man. You made me feel so beautiful. You liked to remind me of that a lot. I remember when you died, I was in my room laying in bed crying nonstop, and my sister came into my room and said to me, Christopher thought you were so beautiful. He wanted you to know that. He always talked about how beautiful you were. I lost it. I really, really miss you, Chris. You should be graduating this year. You were such an amazing person with such a pure heart. Thank you for coming into my life. I love and miss you, Chris. A second rather large influence in my life is Bridget Whelans. I know many recognize that name. I think of Bridget as my second mom. Bridget has always been there for me, but our relationship really started building even more for me in 2016. January 28th, 2016, I was sexually assaulted. This was the absolute worst experience of my life. I remember after it happened, Bridget and I went to a park and just talked. I cried to her and she prayed over me. And since then, we've met several different times and she always reminds me that I'm a child of God, even when I may not love myself. Even when I may not love myself, God does. A third and final influence is my sister Callie. Although I had moments when I was the bratty little sister, Callie never showed me anything but love, except when I would steal her clothing, then things got a little questionable. She has always been there for me. If I need her, I call and know she'll just listen. When I think of Callie, Chris, and Bridget, I think of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. 11 through 13. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with others. These three people are not the only influential people in my life, but through these experiences, I've seen the growth spiritually in myself because of them. Although Christopher only had 13 years of life, he never stopped relying on God and living his life for him. As I think about all the times God has been there for me, how I've ran to him, and he's welcomed me back with open arms. Like I've said, these three people are definitely not the only influences in my life, but they've all contributed something to my high school career. So now I speak to those in youth group and those coming into youth group at one point or another. I challenge you to try to find those three people who really stick out to you. Find those who push you to do better and influence your life in a positive way. Let's pray. Dear God, I want to take the time and I just want to thank you for all the youth who gave their time and thought and their talents and just used them for you, Lord. I pray that as me and Luke finish up our senior year, that we will just be able to reflect you as we go up to college. I thank you for the youth leaders and their time that they've given, their time and their love, and I just pray that those coming into youth group will find the same amount of comfort in the leaders that I did. Amen.
We asked two students to share just a little testimony of what Ablaze means to them. So Dylan is up first.
Hi, my name is Dylan, and I'm just going to talk about how Ablaze has been a big part of my life. It's really helped me in my walk with God. One of the things we do is we go on missions trips every summer, and it rotates between local, national, and international. Those experiences that our youth group and church provide really help me, and I'm pretty sure everyone else, to grow individually, but also as a group. We get really close over those times. And for me, that has helped me out a lot because I know that I have that support system from them and from my youth leaders. The other thing those missions trips do is help get you out of your comfort zone. And I think that is important to growing in your faith because for me personally, I'm not really that outgoing. But on those trips, they really helped me out a lot and definitely helped me to grow in my walk with God.
I'm Madison Fulmer. I've been a part of Ablaze for 3 years, and I can proudly say that my relationship with God has grown tremendously. But not only that, my relationship with others in Ablaze have grown a ton. The fall retreat last year has really impacted my walk with God. At this retreat, our theme was forgiveness. Some things that I took away is that forgiving is what God calls us to do. He forgave us for our sins, so we need to forgive others in return. 1 John 1:9 states, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God requires us to forgive everyone. There are people that we don't care for as much as others, but just as God did, he forgave everyone. This really impacted my walk with Christ because it really got me to realize that even though we have all sinned and messed up, God forgave us and died on the cross for our sins. Not only did this retreat impact my walk with God, it has also changed me as a person as I began to forgive the people that I knew would be difficult to do. Also, Adventure Week and the camping trip that followed really impacted my walk with Christ. Our theme for the lessons that weekend was service because of the work we did through God that past week. The biggest thing that I took away from this was that we think doing the simplest things won't make a difference or won't be visible, yet we can do the smallest thing and make a huge difference. I often find myself thinking things like, oh, that won't make a big difference, so what's the point in doing it at all? The smallest thing could be a lifeline for someone. Never should we see or notice something and think we are not needed. When we are going through a hard time, serve others. It oftentimes makes us better if we serve and make an impact on others. Acts 20:35 states, and I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. As I have been a part of Ablaze, I can see myself being a better disciple of Christ.